Luke's account of the arrest, crucifixion, and resurrection of Yeshua of Nazareth includes a peculiar detail about the residence of the high priest. In Luke chapter 22, three times Peter denied Yeshua. We're going to read the end of this episode, Luke chapter 22, verses 59 through 62. And about the space of 1 hour after another, confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Peter is outside near a fire. Yet somehow, Peter is within Yeshua's field of vision. How could they see each other? An article in the summer and fall 2022 issue of Bible and Spade discusses the archaeologic remains of an ancient mansion in Jerusalem. The 6,000-square-foot building is believed to be the residence of Annas, the high priest, from 2,000 years ago. The floor plan of this structure reveals that, because of the positioning of the doorways, it was possible for someone standing in the inner courtyard to have a direct line of vision with someone in the reception hall. This would explain how Peter and Yeshua could see each other. So it appears that Yeshua not only heard Peter denying him, but he saw him. How painful it is when a friend doesn't stand up for us. How much worse it feels when they actually deny even knowing us. And to make matters even more agonizing, what happens if we witness the whole rejection? Would you deny Yeshua if you knew that he was watching you through the doorway? Well, keep in mind that Yeshua was not just human. He was God. He knew before Peter ever opened his mouth that Peter would deny him. It was not a hunch. It was not a feeling. He knew. And Yeshua didn't really need to see Peter to know what was happening. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, Hanani the prophet confronts the king of Judah. In verse 9, the prophet says to him, "For the eyes of Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." God doesn't need a doorway in a building to see us. He sees everyone and everything at all times. If we could remember this simple fact, perhaps we could spare ourselves some of the very painful chapters in our own lives. Peter went out and wept when he realized Yeshua saw what he had done. Will we be weeping at the end of time when we realize God saw what we have done? This Passover, as we read through the scriptures, and we remember all that Yeshua has done for us, let's keep in mind that Peter's mistake is recorded for us to learn from. Take a stand for Yeshua this Passover and every day.